plants can have a hard time with sudden changes in climate. They're not used to having frost one day and 60-degree temperatures the next. But just like people will huddle together for warmth, plant species have strength in numbers. New research suggests that biodiversity, or a good variety of plants and animals, is about as important as climate for a healthy ecosystem. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports.
We have an idea of what makes people healthy. They eat right, they work out, and they don't get sick very often. But what makes land healthy? To give you an idea, I went to the Allegan State Game Area. It has two pieces of land that, when it comes to health, couldn't be more different. The first one is a type of thriving oak savanna.
It just looks like a big open field, and it's called a barrens, an oak pine barrens. But really, it's anything but barren. There's a lot that's going on here.
That's Ben Savoy, a forester for the Barrie, Ottawa, and Allegan Conservation Districts. He says here, there are grasses, woody shrubs, and trees.
Cherries, oaks, some sassafras, and very few and far between large trees. So we can see here, there's a few large oaks.
The Allegan Conservation District recently got a grant from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources to restore almost 200 acres of oak savanna in the state game area. Savoy says that's because they're an important habitat for many animals, like the endangered Karner blue butterfly.
It's a beautiful, vibrant blue small butterfly, and it requires wild lupine to feed, and that grows most commonly in savannas and barrens.
But drive about 20 minutes from this spot, and you'll find land that's downright sickly. We're walking in an area that used to be farmland. It's a sandy field with a dying cherry tree in the middle. If this land were a person, it'd be coughing up a lung.
Yeah, this has just pretty much one species of grass through here. This looks like it's just big blue stem. This is sort of like putting all of your investment into one stock. You want to get a diverse stock portfolio so that if one takes a hit, not all of them go down. You still have some sort of stable ground. When you have just one species in one area, if something happens to it, they're all gone.
Something like the extreme temperature changes and weather events caused by climate change. Now, new research shows that biodiversity might be more important than we thought. And that's not just from one study. Last year, the Smithsonian Institution and the University of Michigan looked at hundreds of studies that compared biodiversity and climate. In about half of them, biodiversity played an equal or greater role in ecosystem health than climate. Casey Godwin is a postdoctoral research associate at the University of Michigan and one of the authors of the study.
We would think that climate or temperature and nutrients are two of the factors that are most important for controlling the amount of biomass, of living tissue that we see across the planet. But what this study says is that the number of different types of species in those ecosystems can be just as important.
Of course, Godwin says, scientists knew that biodiversity was a factor before, but until this study, few researchers had shown how this plays out in the real world. And there, the results are a lot more dramatic. One way scientists might measure the health of a forest, for example, is through biomass, or the weight of all of the plants in that forest. Godwin says a lab test might show that a forest with multiple species of trees has 35% more biomass than a forest with just one species of tree. In the real world, it's closer to 65% more.
In these real ecosystems, these species have coexisted and adapted to one another for thousands of years of evolution. And that's led to communities, sets of species that grow together in a location that are sort of dividing the labor, if you will. They are more efficient at capturing the resources and turning those resources into biomass than any one species can by itself.
Basically, they've learned to work together over time instead of competing for the same resources. And just like children, a supportive environment makes it easier for plants to grow. So, it's clear that biodiversity is good for the health of an ecosystem, but what does it do for us? Why should we care if there's only one kind of tree in a forest? Godwin says, for one thing, a lot of our drugs come from places with high biodiversity. Unfortunately, he says, they're being destroyed by people.
obviously the effect of biodiversity on ecosystem function goes away if we take away all of the biomass by clear-cutting an ecosystem or burning it or converting it to another use.
All the more reason for land managers like Ben Savoy to restore places like this oak savanna. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.